the easy way.
This is Free America broadcasting on the Rod Echo Show with a message to all patriots trapped behind the lines in California, New York, Boston, and Chicago. Don't give up, true lovers of America. Even as we speak, moves are being made to drive the invaders back to the land from which they came. Defeat the would-be dictators and lift the chains of tyranny from around your neck. Stay strong. Stay brave. You're not forgotten, and you're not alone. Until next time, patriots, this is Free America signing out.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
You liberty lovers and ecclesiastites all around the globe, it is I, your lovable host, Elrod, coming to you live from the Bunker Eye studio. This rather dull, gloomy Monday morning, this is what Mondays are supposed to look like for many people, I guess. It's also very cool. We went from some ridiculously hot weather to directly into fall. We went from high 80s and 90s, high humidity to like 60s with no humidity the very next day. After 3 or 4 days of hotness in summer, we went to fall. Now we're supposed to be, this is a roller coaster ride. Now after the, we're supposed to get rain today. And by Wednesday, we're supposed to be up in the 80s again for another couple of days. I don't get it anyway. I think I actually got some people to think. On Instagram, of all places, you know, every once in a while, I'll get some of these so-called nature photographers, and some of them, you know, I'm not talking about National Geographic or Nat Geo, as they're known on Instagram, but some photographers that seem to have a very large following, they have a picture or two and talk about climate change. And every time I see it, I have to correct the record. And the interesting thing is, I know this is the truth. This is why I always have to correct the record. They're talking about climate change. Is simply that, look, I've looked at the evidence on both sides. I've looked at the fake evidence that usually comes from the left side, the pro man-made climate stuff. And it's amazing how short people's memory are. Do you realize that most of the people who believe in man-made global climate change have forgotten all about the East Anglia emails? What are you talking about? You remember the East Anglia emails that prove that they faked data? What are you talking about? I mean, what am I talking about? It wasn't that long ago. Look it up. And I've actually gotten some people to think, just by their responses, well, I mean, I even had one person tell me, I hope you're right. Like, yeah, I know I'm right. They're even still trying to use the hockey stick of Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, the hockey stick that has been proven to be a lie and a fraud over and over again. We're nowhere near the hockey stick. You know, I mentioned this last week. What about the eroding beaches? Beaches have been eroding since the beginning of time. So now natural nature processes like beaches eroding due to the tide is man's fault. It's amazing stuff out there, folks. It really is. But in any case, welcome aboard. Here it is Monday. September number 10 in the year of our Lord 2018. As we're galloping along this morning, yes, I'm using the old Western term of galloping. There is some social media news out there. Now, by the way, the phone number to call in this morning, there are two ways that you can utilize your vocal cords on Monday, and that's by using the Skype-to-Skype process of using Rod Eccles. If you have Skype, then you can just look me up, Rod Eccles, and then you can Skype-to-Skype, and we'll connect you through. Or you can dial 603-499-7325. Again, that's 603-499-7325. At 9-9. Putting in a little bit of Alan Keyes. Is Alan Keyes that used to... No, it was... who was that? The other... Anyway. Yeah, former candidate. That talk like that. I know we talk like that in New York. But not here in New England. There is some... I don't know if you have noticed this. I have noticed this when it comes to social media. First of all, can I say that my Facebook following has been dropping off? There's nothing wrong with it. Not because people have just decided to stop following me. It's just because people have dropped Facebook.
I don't want to follow this jerk anymore.
No. They've decided to just get off Facebook. But anyway, I've noticed that when it comes to social media, there are some sites that are worse than others as far as what they're loading onto your computer every time you go there. Now, I notice that it may be different with your computer or maybe your different settings, but I notice that with my computer, Facebook takes the longest to load. I'm not kidding. It takes nearly 60 seconds, sometimes over 60 seconds for Facebook to load up. It's the longest one. Now, you would say, well, because of all the tracking and ads and everything else, yeah. But then I go over to MeWe, and they're the second longest. They don't have ads and tracking, but they've got a lot going on in their front page. And I've given them suggestions about cleaning up their front page. It's got to be clean. It should be clean, and it should be simplistic. Don't throw everything. I mean, because they put everything right there in front of you. Facebook does too. Let people decide what they want to see. They want to click on certain things to go to, fine, but otherwise it just slows everybody's computer down. Even if you have the newer, faster computers, this stuff is getting ridiculous. Everything that they want to throw at you, and this is the same with some news. I hate going to some news sites because they take forever to load. Simply because they want to throw all kinds of crap at you. Plus, then you realize why it takes so long, especially on your phone. Because they have all these pop-ups, and so now some places or some sites have gotten smart in how to try to, and they figure a way around, like ad blockers and stuff. But that takes longer. Now I realize that my page load might be slower than many people because of the ad blockers that I have, because I'm just sick of being tracked and having all these, I got to tell you, I have this cookie eraser. And when I put ad blocks, I used to have every day over 300, used to clean out over three, sometimes as much as 700 cookies to clean out of, because it would slow down your computer. And then I put ad blocker on and cookie blocker. And so it causes some pages to take longer to load up. But now it's less than 100. When I clean out my system every day. It used to be over 300, sometimes up to 700, depending on where I went. Now, less than 100. Because this is what these companies are doing. It's not enough for them to know what you're looking at on their site. I don't really have a problem with it. If I'm going to go to your site, then okay, you could see what I'm doing, where I'm going, that type of thing, on your site. But these cookies track you off-site. Now, I think that's an invasion of privacy. It's an invasion. And now, Facebook has been doing this for years now. And this is why I don't use any apps. Because they're just, I mean, Google's bad enough. And believe it or not, so is Apple. I mean, a lot of people think Apple doesn't do anything. Yeah, well, Apple does. You're not as anonymous on your Apple phone as you think. But in any case, so we have Facebook takes the longest, MeWe takes the next longest, then LinkedIn, then Twitter, then Google Plus, and the fastest load is Gab.ai. Yeah, Google Plus doesn't take all that long. I was kind of surprised. Well, I shouldn't have been as surprised about LinkedIn. Because they got ads, too. And, of course, Twitter's just a pain in the ass. Got some Twitter news that we'll go over. Anybody watch the NFL over the weekend? I did not. Again, what have we gone? Second year where I've just said goodbye to the NFL. Not even, I'd forgotten the NFL season has started. I didn't even, it used to be is it me? Or it used to be that every Sunday, even on networks that didn't have NFL games, wasn't it all about the NFL? It's not that well. Maybe it's because I'm not watching a lot. Well, it doesn't matter what network I'm watching. I don't see anything about the NFL this year at all. I don't see anything. And that's fine by me, which I never watch ESPN anyway. Do I even get ESPN on my... Yeah, I get ESPN on my cable. I think it's one of those stupid networks that you're forced to get. But I don't. I never watch ESPN. I don't even know where it is on my dial. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't even know if I do have ESPN on my cable platform. I never see it. If I do, I just scroll right past it in the guide, the TV guide. But I never even bother to go. I can't tell you the last time I actually was on ESPN. Now, I do watch CNBC every once in a while, but it's usually a particular program, and I catch it on Hulu. I never go to CNBC. You know, I'll watch The Prophet, which is on CNBC, they sometimes will have a decent a business historical document type of thing. I forget what it's called, CNBC Chronicles or something like that. They've chronicled people like Trump and Buffett and different things. By the way, I got some news on cryptocurrency. If you're into Bitcoin or Litecoin or Ethercoin or all the other crypto coins, got some news. You should pay attention to this. We'll get into that this morning. But first, I want to talk to you about David Hogg. Yes, David Hogg has appeared. Now, I thought he disappeared a little bit. I wonder where he went for his summer tours. Didn't hear much about him this summer at all. You know, I heard he graduated and he turned 18, graduated and became a legal adult. I wouldn't call him a man, but he became a legal adult. And he's calling it his gap year. Well, it's a forced gap year. I don't think he didn't get accepted to any college he applied to that he wanted to go to. He made it known. I guess we were supposed to feel sorry for him. Did he think the American public was going to be able to put pressure on colleges, institutes of higher learning to accept him? Because he wanted to go to California, remember? And I know that's where a lot of this all started about his age. Yeah, David Hogg, he's like 20 years old, man, and he's pretending to be a 17-year-old. He's not. Well, yeah, we've debunked that. Although I don't think David Hogg has publicly shown his birth certificate either. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't even bother to look. But I'm just, you know, bringing up the Obama thing, the birth certificate. I don't think David Hogg has shown his birth certificate. Well, I don't think he should have to. He's not running for public office. But, there have been a number of rumors that he was as old as while he was in high school, you know, pretending to be a senior, I guess. I don't know. He was as old as 21 or something. Okay, no. This is, well, did you see his senior photograph? That wasn't his senior photograph. He wasn't graduating that year out in California. But he did live in California. We know that. He went to high school out there. And some people that they bring up this photo where one of his fellow students was joking around on camera. Hey, look at this guy. He's like 23 years old. He shouldn't be here. And Hogg, of course, he has no sense of humor. Just deadpan eyes and face in the camera. And just gives some sort of stupid response. As it looks like he's mad. But he always looks that way. Well, he looks like he was mad for being outed. No, he always looks that way. That's just, there's no humor in the kid. And this is true of many leftists. They just, they never seem to be happy. They're always angry at the world or God or the universe. I don't know what they're angry at, but their resting face looks like they're pissed off all the time. Like they're just, seriously. It seems like the only time they're happy is when they're out there yelling and screaming and complaining. But if you just catch them in an off moment and you catch their so-called resting face, they look like they're pissed off. I don't think I've ever seen a real true liberal with what somebody would call happy eyes. You know, the people that look like they're smiling all the time. But so he has reappeared with Michael Moore. Yeah, but guess where he reappeared? Up there in Canada. At the Toronto Film Festival, I do believe. The American Mirror has the story here. Michael Moore actually had to correct anti-gun protester David Hogg after the screening of Michael Moore's anti-Trump Fahrenheit 11-9 at the Toronto Film Festival. Hogg and other Parkland, Florida high school students joined the multi-millionaire filmmaker, I wouldn't say he's a filmmaker, documentary, fakumentary maker, on stage during a Q&A. Michael Moore had to actually correct David Hogg's proposal for Canadians to meddle in American elections. Now, folks, this is on camera and it's recorded. There's no getting this. Just proves not just ignorance, but this just goes to show the now this is a kid who's just graduated from high school. The extreme ignorance in lack of education that our public school system, including the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School, about how our government works. David Hogg, he says, and I quote, "I have a question for you guys." He's on stage and he's addressing Canadians in Toronto. And he says, "Who's ready to save America?" And, of course, the Canadian audience cheered. Well, they're going to have to save their own country first from Justin Trudeau, but let's continue. "Who's ready to make America the country we say it is on paper and make it the actual country that it wants to be?" The last I looked at, speaking of paper, would be the Constitution. And it would not be the same paper that you're claiming our country wants to be. We don't want to be a democratic socialist country, David. But let's continue. Now, he was critical of the idea of not allowing convicts to vote in American elections. As Hogg ranted about what he saw as an injustice, someone out in the audience yelled, "Shame!" I don't know what they call them up there, felons, but the equivalent. Do Canadian felons get to vote in Canadian elections? I don't know. I don't really care because it's not my country. But I don't know if they... do they allow felons? I should look that up and see. It'd be interesting to note. Turn that shame into your vote. And then he quickly added, if you're not Canadian. Wait, he's up in Canada stumping for votes in an American election. If you're not Canadian. Then he turned to Michael Moore and he says, I think Canadians can donate to political campaigns in the United States, right? Moore had to shake his head, no. and then had to take the mic from Hogg's hands. Folks, again, you can't make this up. You just can't. So you've got a recently regurgitated little boy out of Florida via California going up to Canada asking Canadians to vote in an American election, or if they can't vote, if you're not Canadian, to donate to American political party. Now, what have we been going through? What is this whole, investigation all about? Against Trump? Yeah, about foreign interference and foreign collusion. You know, we got foreign interference in our elections all over the place if you want to believe Democrats. Oh, yeah, the Russians, they're at it again. You know, with Facebook ads. You know, I think let the Russians advertise all they want to. Because fewer and fewer people are paying attention to Facebook now. Facebook has fewer members today than it did 2 years. Well, yeah, 2 years ago. You know, back in 2016, and it's going down. So let them. It's a dying platform. Nobody's paying attention. I know the only people that are paying attention are the leftists that are being, Twitter is the same way. Twitter membership is, or whatever you want to call it, is also down. Now, of course, a lot of people might think that it's due to the Twitter purge. Well, it's sure that's got a large part. It contributes a large part to that, but it's also people just deleting Twitter and getting off. Even millennials, we've had as many, what was it, the number last week that I brought you? It was in the 40-something percent of millennials have deleted one or more of the Facebook apps on their phone. Well, I've told you before that Facebook apps are just too big anyway. You got what? And there's, what is it? There's three of them. I know of the other, I know there's a third, but you have Facebook itself, Facebook proper. But if you want to send and get messages from people, you have to have Facebook Messenger, which is a totally different app. Now, you would think that the Facebook app would be smaller, and then the Messenger app would also be very light because all it's supposed to be doing is, you know, chatting, right? No, these are both two huge. I mean, look at the memory that Facebook takes up in your phone. You can go into the apps and see how large they are. Facebook's ridiculous. And I think they got a third app. Again, stripping it out of the, if you want to use a certain aspect of Facebook like Messenger, I think this particular, it's not, I don't even pay attention to Facebook, so I'm not sure exactly what it is. But I think there's a third app that you have to have if you want to utilize that particular portion. Now, that you got to wonder why Facebook takes so damn long to load up on your computer. And I'm not the only one who's mentioned this, by the way. Social media sites, many of them, have this habit of being very long in the tooth as far as loading up, even on more faster computers today, which should tell you a whole hell of a lot about them. Just saying.
You're listening to The Rod Echols Show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide, plus what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
folks, David Hogg wasn't done. No, the Hogmeister wasn't done up there in Canada, in Toronto. Again, they were giving a talk after Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 11/9 anti-Trump. Now, I should probably see the movie just so I can explain it to you, all the lies in it. But trust me, I don't want to give him any of my money. That's just the biggest. I can't do it. Moore shook his head when Hogg asked if Canadians can donate to political campaigns. He says, well, he goes, well, I'll vote here then. Learn from us. He lectured the audience. Don't let this happen here because we need to come to you guys if we stay on this track. The Canadians have already had their guns taken away. And, well, they're on track for having even more of their guns taken away if you want to, you know, the Toronto. Remember the Toronto after the brief Toronto shooting not too long ago over the summer? The Toronto mayor was saying that he wanted to just confiscate everybody's gun. Yeah, that's going to work. What? Well, we should just confiscate guns. But in any case, no, they can't give us money. Hogg had to instruct the ignorant little wannabe man. By the way, Hogg then asked the IRS, if you're watching on Facebook, why aren't you auditing the president of the United States who likely got $30 million from Russia via the NRA? Now, we already know that the NRA hasn't given that kind of money to a single campaign. You know, the NRA has opened its... Folks... So Trump gets $30 million, which is a lie, because he didn't. Because the NRA doesn't spend that kind of money. But Planned Parenthood can give Democrats $500 million every election cycle? And that's okay. You know, people wonder how Obama's worth $50 million now. His books didn't sell that well. Well, it's called the good old Democrat machine money laundering system. You know, you have taxes and fees and high taxes and high fees, and then you give your wonderful donors, you know, like Planned Parenthood, you give them all this kind of money from the federal government, and then those businesses or companies or organizations like Planned Parenthood turn around and give the money back in the form of political contributions and donations. It's federal money laundering, folks. We know it's happening, but somehow it's not completely and totally illegal. So Moore is accusing, again, always listen to what these people say. Yes, listen to what they say, because whatever they are accusing Republicans of, it's what they're already doing in spades. So the kid is just I know he's an adult now. He's 18. But he's still a kid. He knows absolutely nothing. Why the hell would anybody give this kid a mic is beyond me. You know, I'm surprised he doesn't have a radio show. Well, somebody's not going to give him a microphone on a daily or weekly basis because he's that ignorant. I'm not saying he's stupid. Well, he probably is a little stupid, but the ignorance is just so blatant. It is stupidity, because how the hell do you go to another country? I know the confusion sometimes. You know, there are a lot of people think that Canada and the United States are the same thing, but we're not. But you go to Canada and you try to elicit Canadian votes and dollars down into the United States, And aren't we in the middle of this two-year investigation of Russian meddling into our election system because it's so highly illegal for Russia to do that? Haven't we indicted some 18 or 19 or 25 Russian agents for advertising on Facebook? Notice that that's all they've been able to accuse these people of doing. Nobody's ever, you know, Mueller hasn't accused anyone of actually giving any, you know, no Russian ruble has been converted to American dollars. It's just advertising. Well, you're not allowed to advertise. That's illegal. Okay, but now you got David Hogg up there soliciting Canadian dollars and votes in an American election. When's Robert Mueller going to investigate David Hogg? This is insanity. All you got to do is just give liberals, give leftist microphones. They will, you know, they'll out themselves eventually because they don't know how to shut up. They really do. I mean, that's a lot. They don't know how, and don't think that Michael Moore saved them, because Michael Moore, you know, he's an idiot too. Michael Moore is not ignorant. He's just an idiot. And he's not stupid, obviously. I mean, I don't know many people who are able to never really make real movies, just so-called fakeumentaries, and become a multi, what is he owning, like a $50 million house or something? Has anybody heard the story of Michael Moore and his soon-to-be or now ex-wife? Yeah, Michael stole millions of dollars from me. I just saw the headline, wasn't all that interested. I was surprised that the man was married. Who would marry that thing? Well, he's always been a dump. You remember, you know, Roger and Me? When was that, 80-something? Early 80s? He's always been this, you know, this lumbering, you know, dopey-looking, dumpy, large person. Didn't he used to work for an auto man, he worked for GM, right? Wasn't he an auto manufacturer? He was blue collar on the plant floor. So I don't know how he couldn't move. But he's always looked that way. He was never a pretty man. And age has not been kind to him. You know, time has not been kind to him. I'm just saying. And again, he's just another one of those guys. His resting face, he looks like he's pissed off all the time. But in any case, you know, he had to come to the rescue and to actually take the microphone away from ignorant, idiotic Hogg. He just kept getting him. You know, there are times when you just shut up. You know, you dug your hole. Now just sit in it for a little while and don't dig it deeper. But so there you have it, David Hogg. Soliciting foreign political contributions and votes. Did he forget where he was? He must have forgotten where. I guess it's pretty damn easy. I don't know. Is Toronto in Michigan? It could be. I don't know. It's, you know, is it in the United States? Maybe I would like to see his geography grades. By the way, did you know? I didn't believe this at first when I heard this. Speaking of Canada, the Hogg is saying, "Don't let this happen up here." Well, did you know that you cannot take a pocket knife across the border into Canada? I'm not kidding you. Anybody see those newfangled? It's a pretty cool thing. It's a useful little tool. It's the size of a credit card, and it's, you know, probably the thickness of two credit cards put together. So it's, you know, it fits in your wallet, and it's got a little knife on it. You can't even bring that, nor a pocket knife. So if you're going camping, you can't bring knives into Canada. I had some friends a couple of weeks ago that went up to Canada to go camping. They got pulled over at the border, and they were searched. Okay. You know, I get it. You know, they see all this camping gear, and they're, you know, the, you know, packet, they want to see what's all in it. They took all their knives. And for the first time, I heard a report of Canadians not being friendly. Now, I'd never heard of this. I'm sure most Americans did not know that it was illegal to cross the U.S.-Canadian border into Canada with pocket and camping knives. Oh, the axe was fine, by the way. The axe was fine. It was just the knives. The only thing that's legal, I guess, is kitchen cutlery knives. Well, the last time I checked, kitchen cutlery knives are a little bit bigger than a pocket knife and will do more damage if plunged into the human flesh. But evidently, it is illegal to have a pocket knife in Canada. Or anything resembling thereof, like the credit card thing. Just so if you are planning on a trip to north of the border to Canada, make sure that you leave your anything that can be construed as a pocket knife behind, because they will abscond with it at the Canadian border. I was actually laughing. That's funny. Nobody does that. No. Absolute truth. Like, are you kidding me? So, yeah, I don't know how Canada's, you know, don't let what happen. I mean, at least we can, well, they're following, I guess, you know, the mayor of London stand, you know, got to get rid of the knives now. And because of all the stabbings and slicings that have been going on in the streets of London. Now let's get rid of the knives. Just knife control. Well, I guess Canada's decided that they're going to have knife control too. You stupid Americans bringing your knives up here and causing Canadians to get stabbed. When was the last time you actually heard of a mass stabbing in Canada? I know, never. Well, that's because they abscond with all your your knives. I'm just saying, folks. The ridiculous. This is Justin Trudeau's Canada. Because they don't have horror flicks in Canada. Well, by the way, there's a new Halloween movie that is about to debut next month, and so far the preliminary feedback is best since the original. And Jamie Lee Curtis is in it and reprising her role. This is the 40-year anniversary of it. But I thought she died in one of the last two Halloween movies. I could be wrong. I thought she fell off a balcony or something like Mike. Well, I don't know. I guess maybe we didn't see her get buried and put in a coffin or anything, so she could have fell off, got knocked out, broke a leg or something, and, you know, kind of like Michael did the first movie. I think to get back to that type of thing is what they really should do. I mean, the original Halloween was good. I'm not one in the horror movies, but it was good. The second one was okay. The third one called Season of the Witch, those just sucked. That one it was just awful. It wasn't even a Halloween movie. And then the others I don't know what they were. They were trying to make it like a Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street franchise. The original Nightmare on Elm Street, it was good not because it was scary. It was good because it was funny. Well, I've often told people, if you've never listened to this program before, you know, or heard me say it, I'm not a horror movie genre fan, because most of the time, I think they're comedies. I'm serious. I laugh at parts that are supposed to be scary, because they're not scary, and they're usually so over the top. You just say, "Oh, that's just ridiculous." I complain about this all the time. You know, horror. I'd rather watch a suspense movie. Those really get you on your edge of your seat. But horror movies, I mean, what was the last one I went to the theater to see was Cabin in the Woods? Because I heard, anybody remember The Ring? I know we're getting close to Halloween. Remember The Ring or The Circle, whatever it was? And everybody talked about how horrifying that was. And I saw it. I'm like, really? What was horrifying about it? And the same with Cabin in the Woods. I think it was the last one I actually went to the theater to see. I don't know how long ago that was now. It's been a few years. But I'm literally sitting there in the theater seat with friends trying to keep from laughing. Because you're not supposed to laugh at a horror scene. I'm trying to keep from laughing. Because it was hilarious to me. Well, you don't understand what horror is. Yes, I do, and that's not... Somebody else obviously doesn't. All Hollywood doesn't, because that's not horror. And it just... And a lot of those Halloween movies weren't... When was the last one? Last Halloween had Busta Rhymes in it? Oh, come on! You got a movie with Busta Rhymes, and you're going to tell me it's not a comedy? I'm just saying. just saying. In any case, they got. I guess it's supposed to be scary. No, I don't. I know. If you're not one that's easily scared, then you know. I'm not saying I can't be scared because I can be. You know, I could jump and but usually it's something out of the blue, kind of like the first Final Destination. You know what? When the girl stepped off the curb and the bus slammed into her, yeah, I jumped. Because that was highly unexpected. And what was it? Was it in the first or second one where the teenage boy goes to the dentist and he has a plate glass fall on him and crush him? Yeah, that kind of made me jump too. You just want to go, oh! But no, I think I did actually physically move on the bus thing because it just came out of nowhere. I mean, you should have been expecting it, but it was still came out of nowhere. But that wasn't a horror movie, or was it? No, that wasn't horror, right? I don't know what you'd call that. It wasn't suspense. It wasn't a thrill. I don't know. I guess maybe it was the Final Destination. I guess maybe it was a horror. I don't know what the genre was. But most of the time, some of the aspects of some people died. It was just the aspects of at the end where the kid's grilling and the grill explodes and the arm lands on the mom's salad plate or something. You know, it's just that's it's not supposed to be funny, but it is. It just that kind of now being slammed by a bus. That wasn't funny. That was kind of shocking. I get more shocked and scared with real politics than I do with horror movies. And you might as you know, if you want to make a really good horror movie, then do a movie down in D.C. I'm sure that's going to shock and scare a lot of people. It'd probably be the biggest horror movie ever if you did the swamp. You know, instead of the swamp creature, the swamp monsters of D.C. I'm sure that would be a horrific movie. The NFL. News on the NFL here. NFL is not expected to implement new national anthem policy this season. This according to ESPN.com. That's it. They came up with a policy. Then they reneged and stepped back on their policy because they let the inmates run the asylum. The NFL players don't have a say. How difficult is this for people to understand? Well, they have a right to speak. How difficult is this for people to understand? NFL players, although most of them are, well, all of them are Hollywood, even if they just sit on the bench, what's the minimum salary? It's like $500,000, $600,000 a year is a minimum salary of an NFL player, even if they never see a real game. If they're on the roster and sitting on the bench, I'll do it. You know, I'll be second string NFL and sit on the bench for $500,000 a year, minimum. So they're employees. The NFL is a franchise corporation. The NFL teams, those are franchisees. They're businesses. They even talk about, you know, they talk the LA franchise and the New York franchises and the Pittsburgh franchise and the New England franchise. They're franchises. They're businesses. The players on the field, most of them do not own any stock in the NFL teams that they're playing for or any other NFL team. So they're complete employees of corporations. Yeah, I don't care who you, well, the owners of the team, they're corporations. I don't care who owns most of the stock. They're corporations. When was the last time that if you work for somebody else that you were able to go into work and espouse your political beliefs during work hours on work property? Well, you can't. And those people that do, usually what? They usually get escorted off and summarily dismissed. But somehow we get into sports, especially football, and all of a sudden, you know, well, it's their right. No, it's not. They're protesting on company property, on company time. Yes, you know, the NFL, when you're playing a game, that's work time. You know, you work 7 to 3:30 or 9 to 5, that's work time. So I don't care if it's Monday night or if it's Sunday afternoon or Thursday night, it's work time. You're on the company property and company dime. So no, you don't have a right to kneel if they tell you to stand. And if you don't like it, go work somewhere else. I hear the Canadian Football League is still trying to steal some American football players. Go play up in Canada. You know, you should be safer up there in Canada anyway, because they don't allow knives, so you're not going to get any knives into the stadium. So you should be all fine and dandy. This is ridiculous stuff. And now they came up with a very pleasant and useful rule about protesting on the national anthem. You're not going to do it, pretty much. And then they quickly, you know, the Players Association, which is a union. No, that's not fair. Okay, we're sorry. We didn't mean to really tell you that you couldn't kneel. You can kind of sort of stand if you want to. You can, or, you know, sit down, whatever. I'm done. When did the NFL become so politically correct? When did the NFL become made up of a bunch of wimp-ass leftist idiots? Folks, if you think that they honestly care about, I don't know why they don't. Why they don't care about their viewer or their fans. I mean, because fans are dropping out left and right. That's going to affect their bottom line at some point. I mean, they got empty seats as it is now in many stadiums. It's ridiculous how empty some of these stadiums are. But why are they so afraid of the players? Like I said before, I mean, I'm an NFL franchise owner. I'm about business here. This is a business. You don't want to follow my rules? Go to another team. I don't care how big of a star you think you are.
I'm not Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.
It's Thursday night.